My name is Megan Patty and I'm the Head of Publications at the NGV. My essay focuses on the work of the anonymous collective, the Guerrilla Girls, and is titled, Are You Listening? The Poster as a Site for Resistance. This essay explores both the history of the poster and the Guerrilla Girls' portfolio of works held in the NGV collection. The Guerrilla Girls founded in New York City in the mid-1980s. They donned guerrilla masks and took up pseudonyms inspired by female artists as a way to preserve their individual and collective anonymity and, as they argue, to keep the focus on the issues. The issues the Guerrilla Girls focus on include investigations of gender and other bias in politics, art, film, and popular culture. The works featured in this essay deal largely with the ways in which museum collections have, in many historical and contemporary senses, failed to adequately collect the work of female artists, designers, and makers. In 1984, the Guerrilla Girls drew attention to the lack of women in the Museum of Modern Art's exhibition, which was titled An International Survey of Recent Painting and Sculpture. They drew attention to inequality in the museum at a time when it simply wasn't fashionable to do so. Despite the gains made by the women's movements of the 1970s, the 1980s was a time characterized by social conservatism and corporate ambition. One of the posters the Guerrilla Girls made in response to this exhibition is now one of their most well-known works, titled, Do Women Have to Be Naked to Get into the Met Museum? Featuring the famous nude painting Grand Odalesque in Paris's Louvre collection with a gorilla head imposed over the models. The text emblazoned across the poster reads, Less than 5% of the artists in the modern art sections are women, but 85% of the nudes are female. The work has gone on to be iterated many times by the collective, including another work held in the NGV's collection, titled, Do Women Have to Be Naked to Get into Music Videos? This work was a response to the 2014 research project from the UK, which led a global discussion on age ratings and portrayals of women in music video clips. The work of the Guerrilla Girls today is unflinching in their critique of institutions of power. They continue to ask the big and difficult questions, questions that remain as relevant in 2020 as they were in 1985. In recent times, they have expanded their social commentary, focusing on gender and race representations in the media, in academia and in positions of power, as well as on health reform, male perpetrated domestic violence, and the Trump administration. Their broader social critique through art practice acknowledges the range of intersecting oppressions, injustices, and issues facing women today. The Guerrilla Girls' printed posters are now complemented by social media campaigns, digital communications, lectures, and gallery exhibitions. The work of the Guerrilla Girls is important in asking the big questions of the museum and of its audience around many internalized and more externalized bias. The final image in my essay has the tongue-in-cheek title, Museums Cave In to Radical Feminists. I think we've got a lot to learn from these radical feminists.